there, and welcome back into another important edition of the JMAC News Show, where today we answer the question, is reverse racism a real thing? I hear people use this term a lot, and it always makes me ponder a little bit whether or not it is something that is legitimate or not. And the reason we're bringing it up today is because of a very strong rebuke coming from one Charles Barkley. Now, this actually happened last week. Somehow I missed it. I apologize. But it popped up on one of my social media channels yesterday. So I went back and I researched and I looked into it. And I think that the words of Charles Barkley are very important as he calls out his fellow African American athletes. And I think it's important that we address whether or not reverse racism is real. So that is the focus of today's podcast. Before we dive into answering the question, I just want to remind you to take a minute and become a patron of this podcast. So many of you have done so. Donate $1 a month, $5 a month, $100 a month if you want to advertise your business or your company. We have 8 ways for you to do that on the podcast. Just click on the link in the description to this podcast or go to our social media and you'll find a link there. Your donation allows us to do this, allows me to do this every single day and to tackle some of the most important issues of the day. And reverse racism or racism in general is something that is in the public eye right now as we watch the protests across the country, as we watch people ask for equal treatment. Although the law demands it, is it something that is happening in society? Well, apparently there have been some African-American athletes who have been calling out and labeling Jewish people as whites and as the oppressors. And this really caught the ire of Charles Barkley. So he took to social media and decided to stand up and speak and try and make a difference. Here's what he had to say.
DeSean Jackson, Steven Jackson, Nick Cannon, Ice Cube. Man, what the hell are y'all doing? Like, y'all want racial equality. We all do. I don't understand how insulting another group helps our cause. And the only person called y'all on it was Kareem. We can't allow black people to be prejudiced also, especially if we're asking for white folks to respect us, give us economic opportunity, and things like that. I'm so disappointed in these men, but I don't understand how you beat hatred with more hatred. That stuff should never come up in your vocabulary, and it should never come up in your heart. I don't understand it. I'm never going to accept it. And I'm asking you guys, I'm begging you guys, man. You guys are famous. You got a platform. We got to do better, man. I want allies. I don't want to alienate anybody. And to take shots at the Jewish race, the white race, I just don't like it because it's not right. And I had to call him on it because it's really been on my heart.
I loved what he had to say. I hope that you did too. I love this statement. How do you beat hatred with more hatred? Sounds like he's been listening to our podcast because we've talked about this a lot. In fact, we've talked about how oftentimes when you are in a battle to fight against some injustice, that you allow the emotions of the situation to carry you too far and to take you to a point where you actually start to embrace the tactics of the very people that you hate. And you start to employ hatred in order to fight hatred. And we all know that this is not possible. This is one of the reasons why Martin Luther King was such a powerful and profound leader. Because he did not call for hatred. He called for equality. He called for a time when every person would be judged by the content of their character instead of the color of their skin. And Charles Barkley is pointing out that if you are going to turn around and you are going to judge white people because of their skin color or judge Jewish people because of who they are, then you are employing the same tactics. You are being a hypocrite. And you're actually demonstrating that, well, maybe racism is okay. Maybe these tactics are all right. And look, I understand the emotion behind this. I understand why. Well, at least I think I understand. It's hard because I haven't experienced it myself, but I believe that I understand why it is that African American people believe that the America they live in is different than the America that I live in. And I believe that we ought to be working towards bringing those two together so that all Americans, regardless of color of skin, live in the same America and have the same opportunities and are treated in the same way. But I've also warned, for example, that the push for against racial injustice is so strong and so powerful and so emotional that certain groups and certain people have started judging all police officers by the actions of those who we see in these videos. And that is the same problem. Anytime you allow yourself to judge an entire group based upon the actions of the few, then you are in the wrong. Now, some people would call this reverse racism. I don't. It's just racism. Or it's, I don't know what the word is when you judge a group of people for their color of their uniform, but it's the same idea. It would be the same as a bunch of people judging all people of a certain faith because of an extreme part of that faith that embraces extreme tactics. We wouldn't allow that. And we wouldn't ever allow it for you if you're a part of some group, whether it's your race, your religion, your gender, and certain members of that group do things that are abhorrent. You would never allow yourself to be grouped into those behaviors and those activities. So it's not reverse racism, it's just racism. It's just wrong. People in this country should be judged as Americans first, as innocent until proven guilty. And when we see a police officer behaving poorly, we ought not to judge that police officer in the framework of all of the other things that we've seen done. I mean, think about that. An officer out there right now is carrying around the burden of every single video that has been released. And if they do anything wrong, they're not judged by the individual act, and they're not judged by their own character. They're judged by the actions of every single police officer that has done wrong. And it's the same with a member of the Black community. When you have a police officer who looks at them and says, "You are guilty of the things that I've seen other African Americans do. So I'm going to pull you over more often. I'm going to mistreat you when I pull you over. I'm going to treat you differently because of my experiences and what I've seen." We would never allow that. That's what we're fighting against. So you cannot allow it to turn around and let it turn your heart towards hatred and let it make you believe that all white people are guilty of racism or that all police officers are guilty of police brutality and that they're out wanting to kill as many Black people as they can, or that all Jewish people are oppressors, or whatever it is. The destination must be defined. And that destination is where every single human being is judged by their own character and their own actions, and not the history of their race, or the history of their profession, or the history of their religion, or their gender. That we look at it for their heart and for their actions. That is the goal, where once again defined by Martin Luther King, where each person is defined by the content of their character. That's the destination. So Charles Barkley clearly saw that behaviors that he abhors and that members of his community abhor were being used against another group, and he took the time to stand up. Thank you, Charles Barkley. This is not reverse racism that we saw. It was just plain old racism. Reverse racism implies that only white people can be racist, and that if anyone else is a racist, well, then that's somehow reverse racism. What? That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? No, it doesn't to me. Judged by the content of their character as an individual, innocent until proven guilty, looked at and treated at like a fine, proud American. That is the destination.